Looks like back as far as 96, we've had a dog ordinance. Maybe even before that. Okay. I'll make it easy. Yes, July of 96 was our first ordinance, and the addition that we've talked about was February 27th, 07. The last one, the last amendment. I think I'm going to bump Gary and Brenda Neal in ahead of you right now. Would you mind to go make a copy of this for him, please? Actually, you might make the last two. Is that a problem?
Well, they're
going to schedule it at 11:30. No, we don't have any schedule until 1 o'clock.
They changed the scheduling of Friday, or Thursday they changed it. Yeah.
Okay. We had discussed so that we wouldn't have people sitting and waiting.
Okay.
So,
Brenda coming over.
Yeah, she's up in the office. Gary, do you want to come on up to have a seat down here, and we'll go ahead and do our mailroom discussion?
Yeah.
Nick, you'll get you those two ordinances. And
what's the I wouldn't say purpose, but what are we trying to accomplish today in this meeting here? Decision, resolution?
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
The gentleman had asked me to contact the other first-class counties to kind of get an idea of what they're doing as far as mail handling goes, and I brought a list in. I did contact all of the counties and had a nice discussion with most of them. You've got in front of you those results of and comments on how other counties are handling that mail. Boone County is the only county that actually had a job description written up for a mail clerk, and so I attached that as well. Most counties have mail rooms. There are a couple that handle a similar situation to what we do. Some have several postage machines. Some have one machine that people are coming to like we do. Cape Girardeau County uses an outside service to post their mail. So quite a mixed bag, really. Brenda, Brenda. Hello. And I had a discussion a couple of weeks ago about some of the issues that she had over there and some of the procedures that they had, and we were trying to decide if we could incorporate those into a mailroom system. But I'd like to actually defer to her, let her make her comments on what she would have about this.
Right now we have, which I think you all know, we use just stamps. So we have a little room in the back where we keep our stamps. And my question is, I believe sometimes we use more stamps than we need. And we will have literally 40 pounds, I mean a box. We have to drive to the post office and get it, which I know I told you this before. But just my concern is we're spending more money than we actually need on a package, letter.
Looking at this top page, Jasper County has one postage machine, and there's a note after it says a mess.
Yeah. I believe their clerk's office actually takes care of that, and they said it's a real. They have the same issues that we do about, and we do the same as Brenda, spending too much postage.
Can I ask an ignorance question here? On the on Pitney Bowes, they make different levels of sorters. I mean, some hold 25 letters, some, and they do actual weight. You weigh a letter, prints out the thing, and all that.
Right.
You don't have that process right now. You don't have anything except just physical stamps.
We have physical stamps. I did purchase a meter from them just so we can weigh it. It's not always accurate.
Okay.
It's because it's not accurate is because it's thicker. It could be a 5x7 envelope, and we don't have the capability of weighing or measuring that.
Okay.
The post office made it a lot more complex when they went to the, you know, their new system of partial flats and first class.
Right.
I think we've been, and I don't want to sound out of place, but I think we've rode this horse almost to death.
We have.
And what I would like to know is we've got major contributors to the postage problem.
Mm-hmm.
And those are actually out of your office, Sheila's office, James's
mm-hmm.
office, and
clerk's
the county
office.
Clerk's office.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Those four are the basic problems that we have as far as the quantities of mail going out. Now, if each one of you tell me that you think that you're spending a little bit more money on mailing than necessary, I'm interested in looking at a mail room solution. But if it's going to cost us more for the mail room solution than it does for the little mistakes or the over, then I'm going to be kind of trying to weigh it out.
Okay.
But we've been talking about this now for 2 years.
Right.
And so I would kind of like to either do something or not do anything and try to improve on what we've got. So
okay.
I really don't know how to go any different than what I've said. Jim, what do you think about, or Chuck, as far as, if we have a postage room, we have mm-hmm. to, that's another additional staff employee, that's mm-hmm. another the machine, which I forget, you can tell me, remind me, because we went through two or three different pricings at one time on machine.
And I priced them as well. We can get them as cheap as $7,000 to $8,000 up to $20,000.
Okay.
I would really, really like to see a mail person. One of the reasons being taking turns going to the post office twice a day, we have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get enough mail, we have to drive. I mean, sometimes I can tote it, but we were taking turns. We had the little fender bender. And, you know, the state's not liable for it. The county's not liable for it. So she's got a banged up vehicle because I sent her to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
So if we use the machine over here, it still, someone has to put it, their mail in the vehicle. We park downstairs, so it's carrying the mail downstairs, put it in the vehicle, drive it over here, and we're back to the same problem again.
Okay, now let me ask you this, uh-huh. so I can understand it. James, you probably already sit in on this meeting also, but let me ask you
uh-huh.
this. Can a, what you're requesting is when you say a mail person,
uh-huh.
are we talking about a bonded mail carrier? Or is it basically that would take the all the mail?
We're talking about a county employee that we would bond, sure, because mm-hmm. of the nature of their job.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, Brenda, I'll just let you know, I'm for a mail person, too. I'm just trying to make it justified.
And I understand that.
And mm-hmm. that's where I'm having a hard time, because some of these mailings that, like Sheila does, it's just, it needs to be outsourced because it's such a huge mailing. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, but my thing is, you know, I want to justify it. I just don't think I can pencil it. I mean, Gary, we went through, you've come back over the last year with a bunch of different versions
right.
trying to justify this thing. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, any way you look at it, if it's a full-time person, we're talking
right.
$20,000 employee, $10 an hour, 2,080 hours. I mean, you're talking
right.
21,000 plus benefits. So you're up around the 28,000, 29,000 with benefits. And can we save $29,000 in man hours by having a full-time person?
But we can't figure it that way because they're taking their people at least twice a day sometimes and spending
less man hours. I mean, we can say okay, you're, that person is,
you got an hour
every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
At least an hour.
At least an hour. When
yeah.
I go take the mail to weigh it, like the bulk mail, and we'll have anywhere from $20 to $50 worth of bulk mailing.
Uh-huh.
I usually do that on my lunch hour. I just usually run it better, which is no big deal. I mean, but different days of the week, it'll take 30 to 40 minutes for them to weigh them.
Okay, now is that, see, that's just your department.
That's correct.
So then we're talking about, I don't know, James, how do you do yours?
How do you do your mail?
Remember, we go twice a day. We go okay. in the morning to pick up and then of an evening to...
But you count one man hour probably for that?
Per day?
Per day, or does it take you longer depending on who's down there?
It probably takes an hour.
I did a survey quite a while ago and I estimated around 10 hours a day.
Is what spends
a man hours just going, metering the mail, going to the post office and coming back.
Well, 10 hours a day, that would justify because
right.
the person only
eight
works
hours
eight.
Point.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it does justify it.
If those hours that we save the departments are put back into productive use.
Into productive right. use, right.
Now, the problem you've got, too, that you're not figuring in, Jim, is we stand for 2 to 3 days, two people, on our mass marking. Those man hours would be included in your numbers that you're not going to include. When we mark 25,000
right.
parcels down here through this postage machine, we've got two people standing there for
right.
2 and a half days. So you've got
1632.
Right,
absolutely, that's correct. Yeah.
And I don't know if I send out bulk mailing 3 times a year, not in quantity of that you send, but to where 3 times a year we send out jury notices.
Right.
So.
That's man hours that over and under daily.
Right.
Yesterday, last Friday, I had two guys stood there for 8 hours and sent out three postcards for reminders.
Mm-hmm.
Today, tomorrow, I have two guys down there for 4 hours.
You're saying 800 pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've sent about 5,000 to 6,000 pieces in the last week, James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a lot of man hours, Jim. I don't believe you have record
of. No, I mean, if I just go 10 hours a day, you know, what is there, 275 business days in a year? Is that, okay. something, is that mm-hmm. the number I'm thinking? So that's 2,750 hours plus 40 hours, just say 40 hours for his, and then you may have 10 hours. Three times a year, so that's 30 more hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that does justify it. Sure it does.
Mm-hmm.
And the collector would have, I'm sure, her
besides the outside, the big mailing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd see it more accurate. Like Brenda brought up, we're overspending. People are scared to under postage an item because they don't want to have to come back and
redo
more.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So, we're adding a lot extra.
And needing it to go today.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, and I went and got the little slot thing that we use to slip the envelope. You know, I've got that. I pay the
right.
extra for the meter that's based through our computer, but still.
Talking.
There's also a benefit, Jim, and I've noticed over the 13 years I've been here, the rapport between the individual and the post office is a benefit to us on occasion. Where we have to get a hold of somebody to figure something out to, for the same individual that would be their duty.
Mm-hmm. A good point of contact.
They would be able to report mm-hmm. contact to Branson, Forsyth, Hollister, and have that. Sometimes I think there was a suggestion came back that saved us like $300 just because we had called them to ask them about
right.
something else.
Right.
So you talked to prosecuting attorney. He would use it, you think?
You know, I'm not sure. Gary, did you do a study on?
You know, I talked to a couple individuals over there, but I didn't actually talk to you know, Chris or anybody where that would really.
Okay.
Well, let's talk location. Yeah, you've got me and
right here. We just use the same facility.
Right in the same.
I mean, it makes sense that way.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't change. We've already got it there. We've got bins there.
The only problem would be with that would be that there would be a time when people may need access to the machine, but not access to the mail that's been brought in. That person may be out of the office and need an area to lock, a secure area.
A secure area for whoever
right.
we bond for that position.
Right. Because there would be times, at least twice a day, when that person would be making a mail run.
Could we do this? Could we? I mean, I've got a bunch of things running in my head. I mean, we haven't talked to all the department heads to see. We would, I mean, for this to benefit, truly benefit,
mm-hmm.
we would need the buy-in,
mm-hmm.
the cooperation of every
sure.
elected official.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, we can control what we can control, but we would need everyone to say, yeah, this would be a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
don't agree with you on that.
You don't think so?
No. Let me tell you why. Because you can have... every two years election changes, and you can have one or two people come in, or somebody use it for a little mistake as a campaign deal and get in office and just and not cooperate, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And I think we had this before. We had a show of hands who was for it and who was against it.
I definitely voted for it until about 2 years ago. I voted all along. But
we still have one other person that was against it.
For the man, Gary has shown me my ways. How much did you save me last year? 2,800 or something?
On your big mailing, it was a little over 3,000.
Yeah. I mean, and so there is benefit to having someone there knowledgeable enough to make that happen.
And that was another thing Gary had showed me was the same thing. If we sort our mail, you know, do we need to take 10 more minutes a day to do that? And if we can save 500,000 a year, it's worth.
Now, do we kind of educate me on the fact that do we hire the person, or does the Postal Service have to go through that part of it, or
it'd be our person?
It's our person, and we bond them, and then our their responsibility.
Right.
Okay.
Could we bill you $2,700 annually for 1 hour, one man hour?
Well,
would you be open to that?
I can tell you that I do get reimbursed. Yes, we reimburse the county for our certified mailing, which runs $10 each.
Okay.
Yes, all of that is reimbursed to the county. Small claims, when you file a small claim, you pay $10 for certified mailing. So, yes, that is all put back into GCR.
Mm-hmm. That comes through the court system.
Yeah. Okay.
She doesn't not something out of her budget. Her budget is DCR, and I think that's, I just want to make sure you understand where.
Sure, it's coming outside, okay.
So we do collect that daily, and that goes monthly. I think they give you a check monthly.
But now we could probably reduce her budget by probably $5,000.
Well, if you did the postage, you probably could.
I mean, that's what.
Yeah.
You know what your postage line is? I don't know. I'm assuming.
$20,000? It's probably $15,000
to $20,000. But we might be able to reduce it by $15,000 to $20,000.
I think you're going to be saving some money. We're not, you know, I still have.
Well, I like it. I don't know if we'd see the tangible dollars. We're going to see man hour improvement. We're going to see less liability with the county because of the situation that took place with your delivery. I actually believe we'd have more consistency for picking up the mail and dropping the mail off. And of course, there's some departments that said I need to go check the mailbox anyway. They can still do that over and above.
And you would do that on the Saturdays.
We do that on the weekends.
Right. I mean, I'm. That's why I like it. I'm just the justification is just difficult right now. But like, the efficiencies. That's what I'm. That's where I'm at.
I wasn't before I stepped in here, but I'm convinced now that we need it. Wait. So.
And it will take a load off my office, and it won't be noticeable, but you know the employee and a half or something that I needed because I was running out of time, and this will take a little burden back to, you know, instead of waiting until 10 o'clock to send the guy to the field because he carries a big tray up here for the ladies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He can go now. You don't even have to wait until 10 o'clock because it is.
If you're going to say something, you got a microphone. I see it. Well, yeah, but he talks about it, and yours looks profound, Rick. I can see you're going to have a profound statement.
No, it's not that profound.
If you're going to do this, you probably need to decide where you're going to take it out of the budget. You may need to even revise the budget. I don't know. It's a possibility.
Okay.
The dilemma is, I think if someone says, well, show me where you saved money, and that's what James was telling you, I think, it's going to be hard for you to show them where you saved money. And the bottom line is probably going to increase rather than decrease, unless you find some office that says, oh, you know, I don't have to do email anymore. I can let one of my people go. Don't think it's going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
So, Rick, say that again. What I heard you say was you don't think it'll save us money. It's going to cost us money.
Well, you need to listen closer.
That's why I'm asking you to clarify.
I said I don't think I'll be able to show you on paper, and I don't think you'd be able to show anybody else on paper. The bottom line is going to go up.
Okay.
We what you're saying is that it's going to make everybody more productive, and so therefore...
That's called soft cost.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I can't say whether it's going to be a good deal for the county or a bad deal for the county until after we've done it. I don't think anybody really can. But the justification does appear to be there.
I'm glad you said that, because that was a thought that's been rolling around in my head. Until we try it, I don't know if it's going to work or not. And if we go that far, I'd like it on the table that if this doesn't work out, that we agree to...
Go back to plan A.
And if we hire that person, that they have an understanding up front that this is pretty much a trial basis, and if 6 months or a year from now we find that it's costing us more than it saved us, that...
But you still have a machine you're paid for, so we...
No, we don't have to buy that machine. We can just use
this one. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole... One of the big purposes.
It will allow us to save the cost of the machine, and that's something we're going to... I mean, that's probably how much...
Probably $10,000, I would imagine, ballpark.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I thought we'd had to have an upgrade or something.
Hey, Chuck, how long, I mean, and that's what I was thinking, how long would be a good point to check before we say it's working, it's not working? Do we give it 6 months, and did we give it a...
No.
9 months?
Give a year.
12 months.
Get past all your major mailings. You get past your tax season and past my mailings in the spring and perfect. I believe you've got to give it a year. Mm-hmm.
No. I think that's probably right.
What I'd like to do is, before we start talking about hiring and stuff like that, I've got some thoughts that you've stopped. There's some thoughts about some personnel people, and we could do some shifting maybe and not actually have to hire anybody. I want to throw something past you guys, an executive possibly, to talk about some headcount. So if we wanted to, I mean, it sounds like we're all willing to try it for 12 months, is what it sounds like. And if I made a motion to...
If you need a motion to, but is there any more discussion? I'll make the motion that we go ahead and pursue the mailroom
person
and everything that's involved with the mailroom. And then we can discuss it.
I'm trying to think, is that a definite enough motion?
Okay. I make a motion then that we hire a mailroom person.
For 12 months?
For a trial period of 12 months to determine the value.
Second that.
Discussion. What could we add? Could we amend that to add a first review in 6 months? I'd hate to say that
Sure. Things
are just going awful in 6 months, and we're going to keep that going for another 6 months before we can even do it.
You want to remember, sir, that your legislative process is going to be January 1st, which is 9 months. So you're going to have that discussion in your legislative process.
You're right. The reason I bring it up is the concern of hiring a person.
Right.
I would like them to understand up front that we're going to take look in 6 months.
You want to modify that with a six-month checkup?
I'd rather make it 9 or whatever time. Let's see, we're in March. So January 1st is what I would like to do. Review and make a decision in January 1st, because I think that we have to go through that tax process before we know whether it's going to be effective or not. There's going to be stretches through the summertime where there's not going to be as much activity, but when we really need the mailroom person, it's going to be during those times where it's stressed on the rest of the county officials. That is where the benefit will show.
Well, my out of argument, we're nearly to April, and we start budget in September generally, so that's only 5 months away. So I'd still argue my 6 months, that we just take a quick initial look and see how it's going. And
I amend my motion to 6 months.
6 month review. 6 month review, but we're funding it for 12 months, is what you're saying.
With the department heads.
Yeah, we'll have
Would we be included in that,
oh,
too?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I think you have to be.
Okay, thank you.
For us to consider whether it's been...
Now, I'll second his amended, but I'm going to go for another amendment here.
Okay.
I would like this person to report to somebody. And so I'd either like them to report to Renee or Linda, one of those two ladies that have a department down there anyway, that we've got some reporting chain in there. I don't know if they'll get the attention necessary to come reporting to the commission. It's, look at Nikki, she got bumped just to have her meeting. So,
what about Dixie? She's right there next door.
That's fine.
I'm just saying,
it could be Dixie, Linda, or Renee. Any one of those three have offices in that space.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case there's a quick question. We could do Gary, but I mean, Gary's also has a familiarity with the equipment. Gary, do you mind having another person?
No. If whoever has it should probably have responsibility for maintenance on the equipment.
Which is you, right?
Also the database. This person is going to have to be knowledgeable about every database in the county.
Gary, it makes sense to do it, and that's fine. But I would say if you're going to put somebody in charge of that person, they ought to have something to say in who you hire also. I would just suggest that.
How about you have this person report to Gary then? Just for discussion, gentlemen.
There'd be a lot. Melissa would be a key character. A lot of this is database driven, the discounts, and visit with Brenda a little bit about using her database. We can do a lot of address corrections and be of great benefit there. That's, you know, you don't see a return on investment. But.
Right. I see where you're
so
talking to.
Can you amend your motion? Or Chuck?
That's not even in a motion yet, is it?
No, I would say put it in your motion that this person would report to Gary.
Okay.
But you want to amend it?
I'll amend that.
All right, I'll second the amended motion.
Okay, so our motion is to hire a mailroom person with the initial review in 6 months. But the plan is to give them a full year once things are just going awful.
Right.
And Gary would be who they
report to.
Okay. Question?
Can I address the vice president?
No. I object.
I second that.
Doesn't sound like they're going to get to talk about it, Rick.
The people don't like me, I don't think. I don't know. I think they just don't like the budget in this time. I feel like that probably the easiest way to handle this now, if you put him in Gary's, I can take that out of Gary's budget. I know Gary's budget would most likely go over some at that point, and with this... With these minutes attached to it, that should be not be a problem because Gary's part of GCR and we have a contingency fund that would cover that. Or you can amend the budget, whichever you prefer to do. You guys let me know what you want to do.
I think we would just want him to add him to Gary's. He's going to oversee him. It ought to be in his budget, same as having another line.
Does that make sense?
Another department or something.
All right, quick, call the vote.
I'm calling the vote.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Gary.
I like your idea of looking at personnel to see if we might have someone that could allow
that
transfer.
That's possible. Bring up an executive whenever Bob's session comes up.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like about a two-minute recess.
Before we recess, I'll make it really quick. Could we let Nikki go do some other things?
Yeah.
And take care and come
that
back?
Means all that means I'm going to leave all this stuff.
Just leave it right there. It'll be fine. And I would love, I'd just be tickled pink if you could work on getting a hold of Aegis. I called him at 8:30 this morning. I still haven't heard back from him.
He's out of town. He won't be back till next week.
Okay.
Because I spoke with him last week, beginning of last week.
You spoke with him last week. Okay. Could you do this for me? Recess.
Okay.
Could you do this for me? Could you call them and tell them we're...